Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions, and we talk about them right here on Ron Siegel Radio. Let me, before we get into all that intriguing content, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, Lisa Lewis. Preferred Care is with us. Welcome.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Just remember, that's the number you can need time assistance. When you call the number correctly first, there are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today National Baklava Day. You gotta love that one. I know my uncle looking down is probably enjoying some of that today. And for my friend Mike Didlow, Take a Hike Day. Today is National Take a Hike. I know Mike sponsors a hike with Mike all the time, so I hope he's recognized today being Take a Hike Day. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 13.90. Oil up 36 cents a barrel, although that might be changing. Very interesting to see what's happening. The great state of Texas, apparently they found 24 billion barrels of oil. 24 billion barrels of oil in a newly found reserve in Texas. A little bit of challenge there for what they're doing over there in Saudi Arabia, isn't it? And with that much oil around in the U.S., I would suggest that the oil price might drop a little bit further, although it becomes a little less likely that they start drilling when the oil prices are too low. 10-year treasuries up just a little bit. So the mortgage market, we'll talk about that in depth in a little bit. We have seen a serious spike in interest rates since the election has concluded. So we'll talk about that. U.S. housing starts, though, up to a 9-year high. They went up in October. Now, that's a big number, a big item that we need to really focus on. When we listen to our friends over at Chapman University, they tell us this all the time. Housing starts, we need about 1.5 million housing starts each year in order to just stay even with the amount of properties that are dilapidated, obsolete, and new household formations. So with us going up, believe it or not, listen to this number, jumping 25.5%, that brings us to a ceiling-adjusted number of 1.32 million units for the year. Still a little bit below where we need to be, but we're getting a lot closer to that need right there. So that's some good news coming out of the housing market. And you have to remember, when you have that many new starts, think about this. That many new starts tells us that there's going to be a lot of jobs coming from those. When they have the starts, obviously you've got the permits, then you've got to deal with starts. Got to hire the contractors, you get the jobs, you get trucks moving, then you start having people moving, all good stuff for the economy. And being that we know that the Federal Reserve, we heard this already today, I don't know if she said it today or we just saw that on her announcements, but the Federal Reserve is already telling us that they're looking at raising rates. They were looking at probably a 90% likelihood that the Federal Reserve will increase rates on December 13th. Now, does that affect you? Well, maybe. Doesn't affect the long-term rates. A 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is not going to be really affected by that. What that really does have to do with, more than anything else, is it's going to affect credit card rates. It's going to affect anything that's tied to prime rates. Your home equity lines of credit, those will see an immediate spike once the Federal Reserve starts taking action. Be good for the economy or not? Well, the economy's already baked that number in. So the big question mark will be is if they do not. And the Federal Reserve, our Federal Reserve right now under Chairman Yellen, not the best chairman that we've ever had at the Federal Reserve. You can never really believe anything they say. Remember last year in December when they raised rates? Nobody was really anticipating that rate increase in December. And they said anticipate 4 rate increases during the year 2016. We are now at December of 2016, and we've yet to see any of those increases.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Yeah, so the problem, and now I would not say it's an issue. I mean, not having the rate increase, I don't mind that. But if they continually tell us that we're going to raise rates and it's sooner than later, the market does not like uncertainty. And the market doesn't like a Federal Reserve that they can't depend on. So maybe at one point or another, maybe they should just shut up. Don't say a word. We'd be better off in the market if they don't have a clue instead of saying, well, we're going to do it, and then they don't do it. Just a little bit of challenge right there, I guess. I don't know. That's Chairman Yellen. Maybe that's what she's going to be known for, is never following through on what they're saying. And last December, was there a good reason to raise rates? Well, no. But the only reason they did it is because they said all year long that they were going to do it. So they had to do it at the very last meeting. I think that that's what we're going to see this time as well. She's been saying all year long that we're going to raise rates. We're going to raise rates. Well, if they don't do it, guess what? People start wondering more what it's all about. And yeah, she might be looking for a new job in February in any event. So that might be, oh, you guys shouldn't be saying that kind of stuff. It's not nice to applaud the lady needing a new job. I'm sorry there. Oh, unbelievable.
You're absolutely useless.
Our audience, sometimes they get out of control. You got to be careful of them. Moving right along. Initial jobless claims. I know it's a great number. We're going to see this. I went to one of the very liberal sites this morning. Yes, I do look at the liberal sites as well as the conservative sites. So I went over to the liberal side. I think, no, I don't go as far as MSNBC. I just can't get that far. But I did go to one of the liberal sites this morning. I think it was CBS's site or something like that. And they're very, very excited because 235,000 people lost their jobs last week and had to file unemployment. Can you believe how excited they were? I can't get excited over 230. But the reason they were excited is because they were expecting 255,000 people to lose their jobs. So I guess there's 20,000 people that can be celebrating because that's what the economists tell them to be doing. I guess that's the whole story. Moving right along, good look this morning just for you. Gas prices, $2.14.8 a gallon nationally, according to AAA, $2.72.1 here in the state of confusion, $2.89 if you're in Hawaii, as some of my friends are. It's kind of interesting when you look at the AAA's chart for gas prices. This is very, very fascinating to me. Now, do you remember, I don't know if you remember the elections. We had an election last week. Do you remember that? You might have heard a thing or two about it. When you look at the map of the elections, they color code it for Republican and Democrats. So you see the Republican states, they're all red. When you look at the Democrat counties, which there aren't a whole lot of states that are Democrat, it's mostly just counties that are Democrat, but those counties are so densely populated, they can force the entire state of California to go blue, and they can force the entire state of New York, even though there's only one county in New York that's really a Democrat county, but you know, it happens to be the most populous one in the country. So here's the issue. When you switch that over and can compare the Electoral College map and then superimpose that onto the AAA map, ironically enough, and AAA uses color coding the exact opposite. So all of the blue states from the Electoral College map are red on the AAA map. Red on the AAA map indicates the highest retail prices for gasoline. So California, Nevada, Oregon, Washington, those are all in the highest level of pricing. New York, well, Pennsylvania this time switched a little bit. But the whole Northeast, the colonies, they're all pretty much in the highest pricing. Do you think there's a correlation there? Now, one of the reddest of red states, from a political standpoint, that would be Texas. Does it surprise you that with a national average of 214.8 in Texas, or in the U.S., national average, 214.8, but Texas is paying $1.95 a gallon for gasoline. Oklahoma, another Republican state, $1.86.1. Kansas, 192.7. Missouri, you get a pattern here. Missouri, 187.8. Arkansas, 192.4, Mississippi, all these states start in one. So if you vote Republican, you get a dollar and change for gasoline. If you vote for Democrats, you get $2.30, $2.70, $2.00. and 56. Got a little map there. Take a look at it. I can't make this stuff up. It's right there. Go to gasprices.aaa.com. You can see the map for yourself. Very interesting. There'll be a lot of people that'll be excited, though, to this year because we're looking at some very low gas prices for, well, not in a state of confusion. I know we have to always give that caveat right there in the state of confusion. We like high prices, but drivers are set to pay the second lowest Thanksgiving prices in 8 years. Now, let's think about this. 8 years ago, second lowest. What was gas prices at 8 years ago, and who was running the country back then? $1.79 were the gas prices then. That was the last year of the Bush administration. That would also be the last time we saw gas prices this low. So maybe it's because, I don't know, maybe President Obama didn't have something about gas or like the gas. I'm sure my friends on the left will say it's just a coincidence, but I can only report the statistics. I don't know about the coincidences. Moving right along, one other item that we really should talk about this one. I love nostalgia, and it's one of those pieces of useless trivia. President-elect Trump, they're going to roll out a new Cadillac for him. Might be interesting to see what they do with this one. They're going to call it the Beast 2017 version. It's the newest of Cadillacs built on their truck chassis. I wonder if they worry about gas prices, although you and I are paying for it, so it doesn't really matter. It's basically just an oversized Escalade with a couple extra bells and whistles. Found it fascinating when looking at this, the whole idea, the president doesn't do a whole lot of work when he's in the Beast, in the limousine. The whole idea is he's never in the limousine for more than 30 minutes. That's their intent. They basically try to find a way to fly Air Force One to a location that's conducive. Friends, he probably won't be out here in Los Angeles very much, just a thought. And then they helicopter him to wherever the car is sitting so he has less than a 30-minute drive wherever he's going. Yeah, that 30 minutes can be a serious traffic jam for everybody else. They kind of block the road for him. Just a thought there. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back from empty nest to full house, I wonder what that's all about. Average U.S. 30-year mortgage rate, what did it do? And can we just say, yeah, we will. 529 plans becoming more popular. We'll talk about some reasons why. And caring for your loved ones, all that is on deck today. We will chat about it. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the Word on Wealth segment today, being brought to you by the Ron Siegel Radio gift bag. Check it out. It is totally free. There's about $1,000 in there for you. All you need to do is text RSR gift bag, Ron Siegel Radio gift bag, RSR gift bag, to 7956, or you get about $1,000 worth of goodies right there. And all I got to do is send that one little text. 529 plans are becoming more popular. Now I'm going to give you a few reasons why they are. What is a 529 plan anyway? It's basically a deferral plan. It's a works kind of like a retirement plan, but it's a college savings tool where people can put money into a plan. Generally, mom or dad or grandma and grandpa can put money into this account, and it grows tax deferred for the beneficiary. And when it comes up for a qualified purpose, there's no penalties. That's the whole idea for it. So the reasons for it, number one, tax deferred growth, better returns, and more flexible rules. One of the major downsides of 529 plans is that you withdraw money for non-qualified purposes, you'll be hit with a 10% penalty. Find a qualified purpose. That's why you need a great advisor to help you with it. But the idea here, again, saving money for, and you don't have, it's not a timed issue. So just because we typically think of college being right after high school, it can be put in a college account for a beneficiary, and they may wait 10, 20, 30 years before they want to use it. It can just sit there and keep on growing. That is the idea. But again, talk to a tax professional. I do not give tax advice. I give tax questions is what I offer here on Ron Siegel Radio. That is the Word on Wealth segment today. Again, brought to you by the Ron Siegel Radio gift bag. It's free for you. All you got to do is text RSR gift bag to 79564. So we've been chatting with you repeatedly because we're going to be doing these major symposiums next year. And we're just kind of warming up to these. The biggest questions I get, and I'll share this with you. It's really a simple thing. I'm a simple guy. You know that. How do I decide what we're going to talk about on Ron Siegel Radio? Pretty simple. I just ask you what you want to talk about or what do you want to know about. And then we find great individuals who can come in and deliver that information. So with all of the questions I get about seniors, about dealing with seniors and the retirement era and Social Security, Medicare, Medi-Cal, all those issues, when do you take Social Security? What about trusts, probate, all that fun stuff? Well, we're going to talk about that significantly in these symposiums, but leading up to that, we'll just talk about some of the items that we are going to have there, kind of highlights. And one of them we're chatting about, Lisa Lewis is here with us, Preferred Care, Caring for Seniors. Our topic is going to be how to know when your loved ones need care. No, I'm not talking. Yeah, you know, Lisa, when I say that, I can only get myself in serious trouble. So how do we know when our loved one, are we talking about, you know, my wife says I need a lot of care all the time. So, right? I mean, we could go.
I guess she does.
You don't have to agree with her. That's going too far. Okay, so we're talking mostly seniors or those who are legitimately in need, not someone like me who needs a lot of help.
Right.
Okay.
Well, you know, at this time of the year, many of us are seeing our parents or our senior family members or friends for the first time in a while. You know, we don't all have the benefit of living close to home, close to our parents, and seeing them on a regular, weekly, or daily basis. So when we do walk into a family gathering or come home for, you know, Thanksgiving week and spend some time with mom or dad, all of a sudden, you know, we may start to see some things that give us cause for concern. And that's where the issues lie. You want to be able to know what to look for so that you can really accurately assess whether your parents are still doing okay, or maybe there's starting to be some issues that they might, you know, that might be of concern.
So how do we know some of these telltale signs that are something beyond, you know, the difference between being distracted, right, and your mind's in a million different places, so you're not, you know, you give off a signal, versus something that's a legitimate warning sign that we need to know about?
Well, some of the signs can be as simple as, look at the stack of mail. How long has the stack of mail been there? And does it look like it's been sorted through effectively? Look in the refrigerator. Is the food in there, is it a good, well-balanced array of food? And is the food new? Or does she does your parent have a lot of expired food in the refrigerator? Are they dressing in the same clothes every day? Or are they, you know, choosing their outfits carefully like they always would have? Now, if you have a parent that never cared about their appearance, pretty much wore the same thing every day, that obviously would not be a telltale sign. But look for changes. Look for things that are out of the norm. And like I said, some of them can be just little innocuous items like this. Obviously, if you see a parent who is no longer bathing, who, you know, is not eating well, has lost a lot of weight, isn't cognitively as strong as they were, those are very obvious signs. But some of these other signs, you know, are things you can look for as well.
I like that idea. The idea, the two takeaways that I had really interest there, stack of mail, because we do see a lot of times where, unfortunately, our seniors will forget. And then all of a sudden, you know, you get a past due notice or late fees on some of the utilities. Hopefully it's not to a point where the utilities are turned off.
But many times it is.
Right. And food, so like you, last thing, I mean, think about spoiled food, eating spoiled food or not eating at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Those are some serious issues that we really want to be looking out for. What are some of these solutions that you see or we can deal with?
Well, for some of our parents, it may just be as simple as us as children stepping in and taking just a little bit more of an active role in their lives, offering to take them to the grocery store to buy food for them, bringing it in, making sure that the old food is thrown out, you know, going through the mail, maybe having some of the mail redirected to us so that we are making sure that the bills are paid, if that's okay with our parents, you know, the bills, and still letting all the personal go to them. You know, whatever we can do to help to ease their load, because sometimes they're just a little overwhelmed with a lot of things, and that may just be all it takes right now. But it may mean that your parent really needs somebody to check in on a daily basis, and if there's not family members around, then, you know, it may be time to hire a caregiver. They may just need some companionship and a little bit of supervision, not, you know, true personal care. But for some of our seniors, they do need personal care. They need somebody to make sure that they're bathing, that they're eating, that they're taking their medication, that they are, you know, that the things are being done around the house that need to be done as eyes and ears for the adult children.
Well, one of the things, and you're dealing with seniors a lot more than I do. I just get the phone calls and the messages. But the two biggest issues that I hear from the seniors, their desires, is their own independence. They don't want to have to count on the kids, and financial security. Anything that is that what you see as well?
Absolutely. Our seniors want to be able to be independent till their final days. But independence can come in a lot of ways. They can maintain some level of independence and live a longer and healthier, safer lifestyle with a little bit of care and supervision in between. But if they're left to their own devices, they may end up in a situation where they are not safe, where they are not well, and nobody knows it. And then their lives aren't going to be independent. If they fall, they lose all independence.
So just understanding that part of it can be a big solution or a big step to getting them to, I guess, concede and do what we really want them to do by understanding what their desires are to get them there. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. More about our seniors when we come back. Caring for our loved ones is the topic. From empty nest to full house, multi-generational families are back. And the average 30-year mortgage, what's going on with that 30-year fixed rate loan? Freddie Mac just came out with the number today. And I think you might be a little surprised.
Damn!
Yeah, the guys are. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcasts, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Or you can subscribe to us. It's very simple, mbelinks.com/iTunes, mbelinks.com/iTunes. And that'll take you right to our subscription page there. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the Household Board of Directors of Ron Siegel Radio. Text ATP to 795-641. One of the area trusted professionals will reach out to you. All you do is fill out about a 2 or 3 minute survey, and we get the introduce you to the professionals that you need. Again, text ATP to 795-641. Empty nest to full house, multi-generational families are back. That is the subject of today's real-time real estate segment. In the 50s, about 21% or 32.2 million Americans shared a roof with their grown children or parents. According to a recent Pew Research Center report, the number of multi-generational homes dropped to as low as 12% in 1980, but it shot back up to 19%, roughly 60.6 million people, as recently as 2014. Now, if you remember, we've talked about some of these numbers before, that we've started staying in our homes longer. Why would that be? Let's think about that one. From 85 until about 2006, we moved every 6 years. And it started jumping up 7 years, 8 years, up all the way up to 10 years. I wonder if there's a correlation to that, as why in 2014, a 10-year tenure in our homes started turning around and dropping. Multi-generational households typically occur when adult children over the age of 25 either choose to or need to remain living in a parent's home and then have children of their own. These households also occur when grandparents join their adult children and grandchildren in their home. According to the National Association of Realtors, and this is in their 2016 profile of home buyers and sellers, 11% of home buyers purchased multi-generational homes last year. The top three reasons for purchasing: take care of aging parents, 19%. Cost savings, 18%, up from 15% last year. And children over the age of 18 moving back home, 14%. That also up 11%. Think about those concepts, and we've been talking about here this morning. I'm going to chat about this more as the days and weeks come. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the Area Trusted Professionals, your household board of directors. Text ATP to 79564. So we've been chatting this morning with Lisa Lewis, Preferred Care is the name of her company, about our loved ones, you know, enjoying the golden years, basically. And how do we figure out one of the challenges? I can share this with you, and Lisa's going to talk about this a little bit more. Is as the sandwich generation, our parents being around, our kids being around, we need to understand what our parents want, what our loved seniors want. And through my conversations with many, many people, Lisa's just shared the same thing. The seniors want independence. They don't want to have to be reliant on their children. That's not the way the world was meant to be. And part of that has to do with why it's a situation now, which is living longer, right? I mean, the doctors can control or deal with keeping us going. They can't control quality of life. They can't control our faculties. They can't control how much we can get around. They can keep us on the planet, on this side of the sidewalk. That's it. The other issue is financial security. So we're going to chat about both of those items, but mostly the independence. If you understand that your parents want independence and they want financial security, when you start chatting with them and you see some of these ideas that Lisa came up with, you know, the mail, the food selection, there's a couple of ways of dealing with it. It's either say, okay, we're going to put you into a home or a community. That's one way. Seniors don't really like that idea.
Most don't.
Right?
Correct.
There's some great communities out there. I'd love to be in one myself at some point in time. And we can introduce you to Tom Borsick. He helps people find the right community for them. But if you know that that's not their ultimate, and the reason they don't like that is they've got a misconception about it, right?
For the most part, but it's not the right fit for everyone either.
Right.
Because many of our seniors are not social. I mean, they've never been social. They have their friends, their close-knit friends, their family. But to be thrown into a large assisted living community where they're expected to live in the comfort of their little apartment or room and go down and have communal meals and do this and do that, it's not the right fit for them. It is for many people, but not for everyone.
Right. And some of the areas they look at it, it's all one size fits all. And again, you're correct. So if your loved one doesn't like that, and we know that the ultimate goal is their independence, they don't want to live with us as their kids, what other options do they have?
Well, one of them is to bring some care into them rather than forcing them to go to where they can receive care. And there again, you know, some of our seniors, they are intensely private. They don't want someone in their home. And it's a challenge for the adult children to be able to convince them that this is the way that they maintain independence by taking a little bit of help now rather than letting things get completely out of control and then choices having to be made for them.
And that's I hate to use the term selling point, but it kind of is a selling point to the senior saying, you know something, we only have two options, right? It's not safe for you to be home alone. And they do have that fear as well of falling and not being, you know, the commercial does hit a nerve, right? If I fall and I can't get up, mm-hmm. right? And there's a lot of technology now that really solves that issue. I just heard recently about a watch that can tell if you've fallen and you haven't moved for a while, and it'll then notify authorities that, hey, see, there's something to be explored here. It's not just that button that you push.
Yeah, most or many of the mobile alert, medical alert buttons that you can wear, you can pay extra and have fall monitoring.
Okay. And I know I just heard this from my mom just like, you know, within the last week. That's the first question the doctors ask for seniors is, have you fallen lately?
Well, it's a huge indicator of larger problems.
Okay, that's
A fall is a fall. And it may just be simply that, you know, you trip over a rug that shouldn't have been there. On that note, please pick up any throw rugs in the floors and move coffee tables and things like that for your parents, because they're very, very dangerous. But it could be as simple as something like that. But they may have turned too quickly. They may have lost their balance. They may have been weak and fallen. It's a chance. It's an opportunity for the doctors to investigate further. And it is, because falls are so, so dangerous.
That's great information right there. But what I want to get back as far as, because I love that information. I didn't understand all that stuff myself. And it's one of the beauties of doing a radio show every morning. You get to talk to the people who are out there firsthand and learn these answers. I just thought it was a question that the doctors all are wondering so they can send you to another doctor for something. But it's good if it's a leading indicator for them. You know, I deal in finance all the time, right? So I understand leading indicators. A fall really can be a leading indicator to other issues that we need to explore.
Absolutely.
Interesting information there. Okay, so, but we had started this with was discussing the idea of how to sell the idea, convince mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, that they need some sort of assistance. And the idea is, hey, you know something, grandma, I understand that you want to be home by yourself, but how about having somebody come in an hour a day?
Right. And many times I'll tell the adult children, sell it as, you can't be here. You're already too busy. So saying,
bad saying I'm too busy for you, grandma?
No, but saying, you know what, mom, between my children and my job and trying just to keep my life together, I don't have time to check in on you every day. I can be here, but I can't be here every day. And I just want to make sure that you're safe on a daily basis. So on the days that I can't be here, you know, it would be really great if we could have somebody just come in, spend a couple of hours here, make sure that you, you know, they can help you with anything that you need. They can take you to the grocery store. They can help you with meals or taking the trash cans out, which are now getting to be too heavy for you and not safe for you to do. And they'll be on the other days.
That's really interesting. It's funny when you hear, and obviously I have an opportunity to chat with Lisa more frequently, but you hear some of these things and they strike very close to home. And you've probably heard some of these things and really not known exactly how to interpret them. Right? The trash can is too heavy to take out. Seems something very simple and minimal, but do you think your mom or dad really want to be coming to you and saying, you know, I can't take that trash can out anymore. It's too heavy. It's too awkward. The driveway is too steep. Those are all issues that are very, very real, but they all balance on that same idea or the issue of senior independence. And we know that that's what the seniors want. So let's see if we can find a solution for that for them. We're going to talk more with Lisa Lewis when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We will also chat about what did Freddie Mac come out with today on the 30-year fixed rate mortgage. Yeah, it's not a pleasant number, but it is what it is. It is what I think I heard that guy somewhere.
It is what it is.
Absolutely. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you are ready for that next mortgage, FHA, VA for our veterans, and thank you for your service. The conventional loans, jumbo loans, you name it, our friends over at Gold Star, they've got it. All you need to do is give me a call. I'll put you in touch with them. Freddie Mac came out with their numbers this morning. They do it every Thursday morning. And I don't know if you're ready for this one. Holy cow. Last week, They came out with their number again last week on Thursday. 3.57% was the 30-year fixed rate number. 3.57. This week, 3.94.
Wow.
Yeah. Jumped almost a half a point this week. Almost the same as what it was 1 year ago at this time. It was 3.97 a year ago at this time. A lot of question marks, but apparently the Trump rally is continuing. Now, you have to understand what the Trump rally means. It means the stock market is going up, and generally, not always, but generally when the stock market goes up, the bond market goes down. As the bond market goes down, the price of bonds goes down, the yield, that's that interest rate, that goes up. So while we are looking at a 3.94%, that's going to be for the best of the best and paying half a point to get it. Do know that that's still historically a very, very cheap number. So if you haven't taken advantage of the market and you thought that prices were going to continue to drop, I'm going to suggest maybe you missed it and maybe you better take advantage and understand historically 6.5% is our historic norm for interest rates. So at 3.94, we still are at a very low number and you can take advantage of that anyway. That is the Mortgage Minute again brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Chatting this morning with Lisa Lewis, Preferred Care is the name of the company, taking care of our loved ones. We've been chatting quite a bit this morning, and as we continue our ongoing discussions about our senior symposiums, taking care of seniors, addressing senior issues. If you remember, we spoke a lot about Medicare last week or the week before. We did a Medicare 101. If you missed that, you can check that out in the archives. It's there. But taking care, now we're looking at physical care. One of the things that I look at, Lisa, and I want to chat with you about this, and you mentioned in the B block this morning, about the idea that we don't always see our parents as frequently, or maybe in the holiday time, we're seeing our family a lot more. And maybe it's not just our mom and dad, but maybe our aunt, uncle, other loved ones as well. Maybe they don't have kids that are in the area that are watching. And right now we should really pay more attention so that we don't get those ugly surprises during the year.
Absolutely. This is just a great time to be able to focus back in on our families, on our children, as well as our parents. But to really try and do that with open eyes to see what's really going on, not the way we want it to be, because many times we just don't want to accept it. We don't want to accept that our parents are getting older, that they're failing, that they need help, because those are the first steps to, you know, their eventual demise, which is very hard for all of us.
Absolutely. And you know, I think once we get to a certain age, reality needs to set in, right? If you're 50 or 60 years old and you're lucky enough to still have parents alive, you got to say it, you know, say some prayers and say thank you. But also realize at some point in time, you know, we always end in the same spot.
Absolutely.
Right? George Burns trying to find a new way out, but he couldn't. Right? So the idea here is once we look at those things and realize what reality is, then the next step becomes how do we make sure and look out, do kind of change the role. Right? When we were 3, 4, 5 years old, hopefully, and in most instances, our parents were there looking out for us. Now we need to turn that role around as we're in our 50s and 60s and say, okay, what do I need to do to make sure mom is safe, dad is safe, and look out for those things?
Absolutely. And many times we're not the best person to do that for them. I mean, we can help them with those decisions, but we may not be the best person to, you know, to actually step in and take care of their needs. Physical care, it's hard for some children, adult children, to go in and do physical daily bathing, dressing, changing of their parents. It just really is. It's hard for the parents and it's hard for the adult children. But even things as simple, like I said, you know, it's hard for us to fit in taking mom to the grocery store, to all of her doctor's appointments, to the post office when she needs to the bank. You know, just some of the simple day-to-day things are hard for us to fit into our lives because we're very busy.
Sure.
Not that that's an excuse, but we're busy. And at a certain point, there's not anything else that we can do.
So what are the options? What can we do? I mean, I know that there's companies like yours that can do certain things and they don't do certain things.
Right.
So what are the different options that are out there?
So we're talking here about daily care. We're talking about supervision, companionship, helping with the activities of daily living, which is a word that if you haven't heard it from your parents' doctors, you're going to start to hear it. And those activities of daily living are bathing, dressing, toileting, eating, the things that we have to do on a daily basis to keep going. So assistance with those things can come in the way of in-home care or care in general. Care can go any place. If your parents are living with you, you still might not be able to do everything that they need help with every day, and a caregiver may be the best option for you. So if you are going to hire a caregiver, I encourage you, do not hire one independently. Please go through a company, an agency to do so. The state of California regulates who can provide care for your parents and who can't, and their background checks are very strenuous. So please, make sure that you are hiring somebody who is qualified to care for your parent.
What do we need to know about hiring somebody? What should we be looking for beyond the fact that they work for a firm?
Well, if you're hiring an agency, you want to make sure that the agency that you're talking with, that you feel comfortable with them. You feel comfortable with the caregivers, but also with those that are managing the agency. Make sure that you feel like they can meet your needs. If they don't, then you need to be looking for another company to do that. And just because you hire them doesn't mean you need to stay with them.
One of the I don't want to go political, but I mean, one of the things that a lot of people should look at right now and learn from is, I mean, you watch what's going on with just watching the presidential election. Right? Mr. Trump has looked around and said, okay, with three different times he changed his campaign manager in the middle of a process, regardless of what other people thought. Right? So the idea of what you're saying here is if, either at the same firm, you're not bound, just because somebody's been brought in, they're not bound to be the one that stays forever.
No, you should.
And that's the benefit of using a firm too, right?
Yes, you should have the ability to be able to change the caregiver if you don't like the caregiver. But also, don't feel like you can't change companies as well, because many companies aren't what they seem to be on the surface. And many companies, they just may not have the person that's right for your parent. They may not have them.
Sure.
So if they're not, because that's the most important thing. You want that caregiver fit to be a really good pairing. If they're not and they don't have somebody that they can give to you, then you need to start looking around for somebody else too.
That absolutely makes some great sense there. What is I know you mentioned a lot of the government regulation on the industry. Is there a regulation on how long somebody has to be in the house in a given stint or a stay?
Well, we have to abide by California labor laws as well.
Okay.
So if by California laws, it's not financially feasible to do live-in care on a daily rate any longer.
What about minimums? I mean, do you have to be an hour, 3 hours, four hour?
Most companies are going to ask for 4 hour minimums, because that's pretty much what we have to do to pay our caregivers.
Interesting. Okay, so that's good to know. And what kind of services can a caregiver provide?
They can help with, like I said, with the personal care for the activities of daily living. They can help make meals. They can do light housekeeping. They can help run errands. They can do pet care. They can do laundry, whatever it really takes for that senior to stay independently at home.
Interesting. Okay. How about driving around, taking them to a doctor appointment?
Yes, but there again, you want to make sure that the agency that you have hired is fully vetting their caregivers, so that they're running driving records on a 6-month basis, and that they're making sure that their drivers are fully insured.
And how do I find out if they show up? I mean, if I've got a parent that remembers, sometimes doesn't remember, how do I know, being that I'm not there? Is there assurances? I mean, I watched, in real estate, we watch the people that deliver flyers for us, they put a mapping thing on their phone so they kind of map my walk, right?
Yeah. So I can talk about what we do. We have a remote timekeeping system. So when the caregiver arrives at your parents' house, they have to use the house phone to call in and clock in. So that's how we know that they are physically there. They're not clocking in from their car someplace else.
Got it.
And we know what time they arrive. They also have to use that house phone to clock out. And while they are there, they take notes. They leave care notes every day, so that when you walk in, you can pick up that binder. You can look back at the notes and see who was there. You should know who was there anyway, but see who was there and what they did that day, and how your parent was that day.
Great information. If you want more information from Lisa Lewis, give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'd be happy to put you in touch and get some great service, great care for your loved one. Keep an eye out at this time of year. Remember, watching that mail, watching the food selections, watching the stack of bills, just some indicators there. Did mom or dad fall recently? Great information. And we ask you, as always, set that radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.